This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hello, you are listening to the 1912 Exiles podcast, the Newport County podcast made by the fans for the fans. I am Ed. It is just me on my Todd today. We don't tend to do monologues on this podcast, but Jack sat with me for the game yesterday, but then had to rush off and work late nights and all sorts of things. None of the other gang watched the game, so I'm just going to give a few brief reflections on yesterday's FA Cup draw against Barnet. We will have more pod action for you later in the week. Jack and Ian are at the Football Supporters Association podcast awards tomorrow night, and so we'll report back from that. But yeah, let's start today by talking about that disappointing draw in the cup. Just before we do, I want to give a very quick shout out to listener Andy Lawrence, who posted the other day on Twitter that according to his Spotify stats for the year, he listened to 1,037 minutes of the 1912 Exiles podcast during 2023 and is therefore a top 4% fan of the pod. So well done, Andy. And if anyone can beat Andy's stat, then yeah, let us know. And I also want to say a big thank you to everyone who bought a fridge magnet over the last month or so. We have now officially sold out. Really big thanks. All of the money that you've thrown in has allowed us to do a few extra bits and bobs behind the scenes and host more podcasts. So we're really grateful to you for that. So yeah, let's talk about that disappointing draw yesterday. County huffed and puffed, maybe a little bit lucky to go in 1-0 up at the break. And then, yeah, sat back and it just felt inevitable, didn't it, that we were going to concede that goal yesterday. A frustrating afternoon. I have tried to come up with three learning points from the game for me. But before I come to that, let's just have a look at what you were saying yesterday on the social media and elsewhere. Let's have a look. Hooligan said, thoughts on today? We look tired second half and in the end can probably be happy to still be in the hat. Barnet were good, but not unbeatable. And with a bit more time for those coming back from injuries, said Palmer, Holden, Clark, Charlesley, there's no reason to fear the replay. Chris Simmons said, the team looked knackered to me and I thought Coughlin might have freshened up a little bit more. I'd love to see Will Evans' stats. He's everywhere on the pitch. Yeah, he was one of the few to emerge with some credit yesterday, I thought. Tinting the Bucket Hats said, yeah, Barnet were fabulous. Some fantastic wingers, great width that they played with. We got away with a scare. Yeah, I mean, fair play to Barnet. They've been on a poor run, but they looked up for the cup yesterday, no doubt, and gave us a tough game. Ambarani, who I was able to have a brief chat with yesterday at halftime, said, yeah, Barnet had 15 corners to our one and 66% possession tells the story. Glad to still be in the hat, but don't forget, we've been redlining the same core group of players for months. The replay will be tough, but these guys will do it. See you at Tranmere. And yeah, I think we're hoping that Arnie will do us a match report from Tranmere next weekend. Andy Lawrence, he's already had one mention. Let's give him another. He said, cannot believe I'm saying it, but if that draw comes out and it's nothing special, I'd rest some players and focus on those league games. The cup can wait till next year, so be it. I know we will give it our all, but honestly, give me 3 points instead. Well, we may come on to that in a moment. Diesel, one thing today, our second balls when defending corners were dreadful. We generally make the first clearance, but then make an absolute mess at the second one. Inevitably led to that succession at the end, which cost us. Yeah, and it struck me as well, Diesel, that during that run of corners towards the end of the second half, when it was like the Alamo at the back, we didn't really leave anyone up front as an outlet, or if we did, there was no real effort to find them. We were just kind of hoofing it clear. So we did invite Barnett to just keep coming on at us. And the other thing that I read this morning that was interesting, yeah, Mark Vickery, friend of the pod, always writes really good match reports, and I will stick a link to it in the show notes. But yeah, I found myself nodding along to his report, particularly this bit. He said, ultimately, County were collectively flat as a unit, too laboured in transition, and as a result, errors crept into the game. Did County run out of steam today? Possibly, but it's clear that the starting 11 cannot play two tough games in 1 week, and this needs looking at by the manager before a game becomes beyond them. And yeah, that very much chimed with my thinking too. So yeah, my 3 points out of yesterday. The first one, I mean, it was a costly late goal, not because I think a replay is a disaster in and of itself, but because of the timing of that replay. It's a real pain. We're going to have to go to Barnet for the replay in between two winnable league games, away at Tranmere and at home to Grimsby. And we need that midweek trip like we need a hole in the head at the moment. It's clear, as others have already said, we've got a lot of very, very tired players who need a break. And I think this week has shown that we just can't play our high-intensity pressing game Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday and maintain the levels across three lots of 90 minutes. At least by the time that replay happens, we'll know who our opponents will be in the next round. So perhaps we can pick a side accordingly. If it's a lucrative draw, then yeah, that Barnet game might jump in priority. But if the victor of that replay gets drawn away at, I don't know, Millwall or something, then yeah, we might make different choices. The second thing that really struck me yesterday is that we need to pick our best team and not our best 11. I know that sometimes on this pod we get cross at people ragging on Omar Bogle, who, you know, often gets unjustly criticised. But yeah, he was poor yesterday. And I thought against Stockport, we played Bogle behind Seb Palmer-Holden and Will Evans, and that seemed to work well. It gave Bogle a little bit more space to operate in, and we got the best out of him. Against Barnet yesterday, Bogle was playing a bit more advanced, spent a lot of the game on receiving end of those physical challenges that he's always the victim of, and he never really threatened. I mean, everyone talked about that miss of his when we were 1-0 up, and it was obviously costly. It was almost like he had too much time to think about it. But yeah, he had a poor game in general. There was some wayward passing all the way through. Now, I'm assuming that Coco's logic at this stage is that the three strikers approach worked really well against the best team in the fourth division. And, you know, it's a conundrum who you leave out when you've got a fully fit Bogle, Evans and Seb. But I think we either need to play them in a way that gets the most out of Bogle, or we need to go with Evans and Seb as the front two, especially if, you know, we've got Wilder coming back to full fitness and you've got him as an option to play behind them. So I think there's some thinking to be done there before that game on Saturday at Tranmere. And the final thing, because I want to finish on a note of positivity, because I'm a glass half full sort of guy. My final point is that despite all of the above, let's not get too down. This has been a really big week, I think, for County. We're halfway towards our survival target. We've still got big players coming back from injury. It seems likely that Mr. Jenkins' takeover will get approved this side of Christmas. It already looks to me like his influence is being felt off the pitch in terms of the high profile of our comms and marketing over recent weeks. The e-newsletter that went out I thought was really good. I've noticed some advertising sponsorship opportunities and things like that. So, you know, if all of that stuff's happening, then one would assume that there have also been some conversations about a January transfer window war chest. Recent victories have also got fans united behind Graham Coughlan. And yeah, let's not forget the club played a blinder over the Jason Bowen shirt fundraiser as well. So there's all that optimism for all these different reasons. There's a little bit of optimism around the place. Hell, even the fans podcast is up for an award tomorrow night. So yeah, one substandard performance against a non-league side who, as I said, look really up for that cup game. It doesn't spell disaster. It was a bad day of the office after a grueling week. And yeah, let's treat it as such and put it behind us. That's pretty much it from me and from the 1912 Exiles podcast for today. As I say, we will be back with a bit of fun. Ian and Jack, no doubt, having a few glasses of wine at a swanky London awards do and seeing what celebs they can bump into. So we will bring that to you later in the week. And hopefully we will also have a report from Prenton Park Tranmere on Saturday. But yeah, until then, look after yourselves, look after each other. And above all, as always, keep it county.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.